Welcome back as we continue the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner. Cedar Bucket Restaurant, our host, and we kick things off in basketball fashion, all basketball the next couple of months here, and talking with Riverdale girls coach John Wild. Coach, football ends quickly and basketball already underway, so seasons kind of overlap. It's good to have you on here on the first basketball show of the year.
Hey, thanks. You know, happy to be here, and thank all the teams and Rutherford County football had a really productive year. I followed our team quite a bit, and Coach Adelot did a great job with that bunch this year. And, you know, Oakland and Blackman and Smyrna were, you know, competitive and, you know, all got in the playoffs. And, you know, Laverne was competitive also and a lot better up that way. And, you know, it was a big year for Rutherford County football and fun to watch as always and listen to you guys on the radio. And But we'll do a change here and roll into basketball.
This little round basketball is kind of hard to get used to every now and then, but we'll take care of it here. We've got Riverdale girls obviously off to a great start again, Coach. 4-1 on the year. I heard something about 400 with you. What does that have? What's the deal with that?
Well, if Susan keeps feeding me the way she is, that's how much I'll weigh by Christmas, I guess. But no, I picked up win 400 the other night, and I tell you what, I'm lucky to have been in a lot of good places that had tremendous support for basketball on the administrative end to, you know, kind of let me, you know, run the program, that sort of thing, and, you know, I'm thankful for that, and, you know, I've had a lot of good kids along the way, and it just, you know, just kind of tells how old I am, I guess.
4-1 start, and you've played some pretty tall competition. The Turkey Jam last weekend, you had some pretty tall cotton to mow through down there.
Yeah, we did. You know, and I played Bolingbrook, Illinois, and they're top 10 team in the ESPN Hoop Girls pool, and ranked number one in the USA Today, in fact, when that came out, I think Thanksgiving Day, actually. Lost to them by 4, and really this ball game could have gone either way. I got a kid, Morgan Tuck, that's going to UConn that, you know, we didn't have an answer for, and, you know, just a really good player. And, you know, they got 7 other D1 kids, I think, you know, for Coach Smith up there. And, you know, he played Hoover on Saturday, and, you know, they're year in, year out, the best team in Alabama. Have a Fuqua kid going to Baylor, and a couple other kids, one going to Auburn. Their names, I can't remember the names now, but they had a kid going to Auburn, kid going to Rice and UAB. And, you know, year in, year out, same thing down there. I mean, a great athletic program down there. But, yeah, you know, the schedule we have is going to challenge us tremendously. And, you know, in the off season when we got together and talked about what we needed to do as far as that was concerned, we felt like we needed to get out and play in some of these competitive tournaments that, you know, like the Turkey Jam, and, you know, we'll go to Atlanta and play, and we've got one here before Christmas in State Farm deal that has some competitive high-profile teams in it, and it's just to challenge us and to exploit our weaknesses, and, you know, hopefully they're not weaknesses anymore in February, you know, when we get to tournament time and, you know, that sort of thing, and, you know, there'll be some bumps along the road and some adversity, but, you know, we'll be better for it. You know, I'll say that. And, you know, the kids are excited about it and the coaching staff's excited about it. And, you know, it's going to help us get better. It really is. And I think if you talk to Nikki down at Memphis Central, you know, they kind of did the same thing last year, went out and played in some of these bigger tournaments against some of the top teams in the USA. And she'll tell you that was the number one thing that really helped them come Murfreesboro, you know, that second weekend of March for the girls' state tournament was the schedule that they played. They were tremendously challenged.
Talking to Coach John Wild about Riverdale girls basketball. Coach, you and Nikki must be pretty good friends now since you meet each other all the time, and now you're playing them tonight down in Memphis. Team, obviously, that you played in the state tournament championship game last year. Playing that kind of competition, they're coming to your State Farm holiday tournament as well. So playing that competition is going to make you better when you get to January. First, you got to get to January and get into district play, but into the postseason, which I know is your hope once again.
Yeah, it is. You know, we want to be playing our best basketball in late February, early March, and, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, you move along, and try to figure out, you know, what can get you beat, and you try to, you know, work on that. And you know, Nikki does a great job down there, and you know, she's really got that thing rolling. They've got some great players, and but alongside that, she's got a handle on them, and they're as well as disciplined as a Memphis team I've seen in a long, long time. And you know, that's a credit to her and her staff, and her kids buying into that system and what they want to do. You know, it will be a game tonight that will challenge us, and you know, we'll have to do a great job defensive rebounding to keep them off the glass, because they are awful long and athletic, and you know, sometimes their best shots are second and third shots, so we're going to have to do that and kind of defend on the interior a little bit, and if we do that, we'll have a chance.
Coach, kind of introduce us and reintroduce us to the 2011-2012 Lady Warriors. I know a lot of faces are back, and of course, I guess things start with Shakobia Barbie, who's now committed to go to Georgia, and maybe just run up and down the roster some new faces and kind of tell us who we'll see when we come out to cover games and when we see the Lady Warriors.
Yeah, we have three seniors, Shakobia, and then Tori Watkins, and then Claire Chestnut. And like you said, you know, Kobe's committed to Georgia, and it, you know, came down between them and Vanderbilt. And, you know, either would have been a great choice, and but she decided to go to Athens, and, you know, I think she'll be a valuable asset for Coach Landers and their program down there. You know, our juniors are Jordan Greason, then Ty Petty and Olivia Jones, and Ty and Olivia, you know, naturally. I'm really showing my age. I think Ty started as a freshman. That was when Hillary was here and I was helping her. And so I guess she's a three-year starter. Olivia, I guess, you know, even though she may not have started her freshman year, but played a lot of minutes for us. And, you know, she'll come back to help that junior class, you know, her, Ty, and Jordan. Sophomore bunch, we've got Maddie Cantrell and Rachel Conyers, alongside Alexa Middleton and Shelby Davenport. And then, you know, we've got Alexis Castleman that's playing varsity for us as a freshman. So that's kind of, you know, our squad this year in that sophomore bunch. You know, Alexa started every game as a freshman, and, you know, she's starting right now. And, you know, it's, you know, just a pleasure to coach, as is all these kids. But, you know, she'll give us some experience in the backcourt, you know, having played 36 games last year as a freshman. And she's kind of grown up a little bit, gotten a little bit stronger. Worked on her ball handle and that sort of thing, and her lateral quickness. So, you know, it'll be fun, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen in March. But, you know, these kids, I can guarantee you one thing, they're gonna work hard in the weight room, you know, when we lift, and they're going to work hard when we're together in practice. You know, they'll spend time on their own, you know, shooting and doing the things necessary to try to give us a chance to try to win this thing again.
Coach John Wild, our guest here, talking about Riverdale girls basketball. It has to make you feel pretty good, though, to know. I mean, you've got a great senior class, obviously, but a group of underclassmen, junior, sophomore class that's really strong, that's going to keep basketball, women's basketball here at Riverdale going strong here in the next couple of years. I know you're focused on this year, but it doesn't hurt to know what you have coming back, does it?
No, it doesn't. And, you know, experience is the greatest thing in the world, you know, I think. And you look at a kid like Middleton that started, you know, last year as a freshman, and you know, she's gonna provide durability and experience for us. And then you look at two juniors like Olivia and Ty that you know, have played an awful lot of minutes and a lot of big games, and you know, it helps you. And you know, we're fortunate they're here, but I think we're more fortunate for how hard they want to work, and you know, how they want to improve individually and help this team also improve collectively.
Coach, we go for a few weeks. You know, everything started mid-November, and you play all this competition, and then it's right into district play right after Christmas, right when everyone gets back into school and in the swing of things. And then that's when things get pretty serious. The basketball season's kind of like three different parts. You know, you've got the preseason schedule, or before Christmas, the district schedule, the way it works out here in 7AAA, and then the tournaments. And it's about to go into that next phase.
Yeah, we're getting close. You know, we'll play in some of these tournaments and finish off in Atlanta after Christmas. And then it's back home, and you got a long stretch run where you gotta position yourself for that district tournament. And you know, I just think that this is a district that's driven by coaches that are some of the best in Tennessee, and teams that as of you've seen last year and years past that what constitutes arguably one of the best districts in the state, if not the best. Just, judged on performance and, records and that sort of thing. But, it's a good thing because I think it challenges you as a coach to get better. Because if you're not working, somebody sure as heck's going to outwork you. And, I think it challenges your kids to do a little work on their own, to try to get better, on their own, because there's kids at other schools here that are working, on their own to get better. And, I think those two things are what makes this district strong. And, we'll have to be prepared every night. You got a Blackman team that was in the state tournament last year that returned a couple kids that are college players. And, I think you're going to see an Oakland team that's tremendously, going to get better. They were so much improved last year and made it the region tournament. And, I wouldn't doubt, them making a run for the state tournament this year. Because I think you got a Eubank kid that's just one of the better guards in Tennessee that's going to lead them. And Riggins on the interior, I think, is, who I characterize as being, overly underrated. I think she's pretty good. She's so long and athletic, runs the floor well and terribly skilled. And, the Barrett kid they got over there, I don't think, you hear her mentioned as much as she should be mentioned, because I think she's one of the best shooters I've seen in Middle Tennessee. Since I've been in the girls' game, which is going on 12, 13 years now, she can just flat out shoot the basketball. So, and I think what the job Sean Middleton's doing up at Smyrna, I saw them this summer. They've gotten tremendously better, and they're going to challenge people, every night. And I think it's a great thing for Murfreesboro. I think it's a great thing for our schools that you've got teams of this caliber. And I just hope that, come January that, the citizens of Rutherford County will come out and support these kids, because, they deserve to be supported, and, support Rutherford County basketball and the girls' basketball teams here in the county.
Coach, for so long, and you were part of this down in Lawrenceburg for a while, but for so long it was, Shelbyville-Lawrenceburg that was kind of the measuring stick, and I think that measuring stick has moved to 7AAA. I mean, a lot of teams here in Middle Tennessee have to go through a team out of Rutherford County in order to get to the state tournament. It's interesting how this thing has ebbs and flows, but the last several years it's been District 7 AAA, obviously, with Riverdale and Blackman in the state tournament last year out of one district. That's pretty hard to do.
Well, it is. I guess you could look at Memphis and say Memphis Central, Memphis Overton. But outside that, with us being in the state tournament, a few times, and also Blackman, I think it's great for the city. It's great for high school basketball, and it's great for our school system. And like you said, I think it's maybe shifted a little bit, this region has just been so good for so long. You go back to when Kelly Jolly was at White County, and, all the great teams Coach Hensel had down at Shelbyville, and with Woosley and Ramsey, and the list could go on and on down there. And the job Coach Berkey did when he came in down there at Shelbyville, and the Lawrenceburg teams that Wendy's had in the last couple of years, really, really good players. And Coffee County had a run when they had Amber Benjamin and that bunch back in early 2000. She went on to play at Auburn, and Jack Harlow at Franklin County, and who's now an assistant in Franklin County, had all those great teams with Tiny Johnson and, those kids down in Franklin County. And now, Coach Hensel's son, Tom, is down there and, is doing a great job. And they've got some good players that play with our kids and, AAU and that sort of thing. And it's just good. It's a whole heck of a lot of fun. And I think it speaks volumes of the coaches that put in the hours and time to, get their programs to the level of where they are.
Well, Coach, as we wrap up, want to wish you good luck tonight at Memphis Central, and obviously Memphis Central coming back along with some other really great teams for the State Farm Holiday Tournament, and we'll spend a lot of time talking about that. We hope to carry one of your games on that Tuesday versus whoever you're playing in the Holiday Tournament here on the radio, and we'll catch you real soon and have you on in a couple of weeks right back here on the Coach's Show.
Hey, we appreciate it. We appreciate the job you guys do for high school sports all over the county. And, you know, any way we can help you here at Riverdale, you just let us know, okay?
Very good. John Wild, head coach of the Riverdale Lady Warriors at Memphis Central tonight to play a big one. We'll be right back and continue the conversation here on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner.